This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Another very cold day here today. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We do have a higher start for corn and soybeans, so that would be a rebound after yesterday's reversal. There's been a lack of conviction on the way up, even with new price highs for the corn in particular. We wonder about the slowing down of fresh speculative buying interest. The hedge funds, commodity trading, managed money, they are all net long in a big way, but not certain whether or not they're going to want to funnel in fresh money to add to these positions or just simply defend them, like has been more the observation lately. And that can be suggested by, in part, that the prices are making new highs, but you don't have quite the surge in volume to back it up, or new highs made by the momentum studies. We watch basic indicators like the relative strength index or the moving average convergence divergence. They're steadily rising, but not all the way up to where price is at for the corn market. And that can lead to some bearish divergence, which goes back into play again on these decisions being made by the speculators on whether or not to continue to press the gas pedal here. But again, back higher, you have some news overnight, the Brazilian crop tours ongoing, and maybe finding slightly lower than ideal type of output. You have also the conversation lately about how hot corn basis is in Brazil. It's a long ways before they're going to get to that next second crop.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. February means many farmers and ranchers are knee-deep in the worst season of all, tax season. What if you could make farm taxes easy? Ambrook is the proven solution for managing your farm finances. Have your tax forms ready in minutes with transactions tied to Schedule F reporting. Prepare a balance sheet designed for your farm and an income statement that you can split by commodity. Put down the receipts and pick up Ambrook. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. March corn up 2¾ at $5.25. March soybeans up 7 cents at $10.38¾. March soybean meal up 10 cents at $2.94.80. March soybean oil up 65 cents at $46.95. On the Merck, April live cattle down 35 cents at $194.42. March feeder cattle down 60 cents at $268.42. April lean hogs down 15 cents at $89.60. April pork cutout unchanged at $96.10. Class 3 milk up 2 cents at $19.10. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.